All right, I hope all is well in your neighborhood. I hope you have bought your Easter ham, because as Tommy said, the price of ham keeps going up, for sure. All right, as does the price of fertilizer. We started the hour talking about the supply of fertilizer. Now let's talk about the appropriate use of fertilizer, because South Dakota State University has issued their updated fertilizer recommendation guide. And SDSU soil fertility specialist Jason Clark joins us. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. And you've been around South Dakota State now for how long?
Oh, I've been here since May, so getting close to a year now.
Your 1 year anniversary there, so kind of a newbie for some. So we wanted to get you on the air and let everybody hear what you got to say. So the updated fertilizer recommendation guide has what have you changed in the South Dakota fertilizer recommendation guide?
So in this last year, Extension's kind of been through some major changes. If people haven't noticed, the IGRA website has been changed out with the new extension.sdstate.edu website. And so with that update kind of came, we needed to transition to some new documents and things like that. So I had to update the fertilizer guidelines to be able to get them on there. So the recommendations themselves have not changed, but we went through and we improved the readability of the text. I changed out some tables and figures to put in ones that will hopefully help people understand better how to use the equations in the recommendation guide. There's been some confusion in the past as far as what equations I use or what tables are to be used. So I went through and kind of focused on changing language and changing kind of the formatting of it to help growers and agronomist consultants be able to really understand how they can use the recommendation guide to help in their operations.
Okay, super. Well, give us an example for corn, which hopefully is going to be going in the ground sometime soon. How should they utilize the updated recommendations for corn?
Yeah, so if you go to the Extension website and look up the fertility guidelines, and you kind of scroll down to the corn area, you can see right up front there's a table and it's looking at the nitrogen recommendations. So currently the nitrogen recommendations for corn, you're looking at equation of 1.2 times what your yield goal is, and then you're going to adjust that amount with how much your soil test nitrogen is down to 2 feet. And if farmers don't have that soil test nitrogen, which can be really valuable, save people a lot of money if they calculate that in there, there are some default values of, I believe, 50 pounds per acre if they don't have those. And then they can also adjust if they have a legume credit, such as if they're coming after alfalfa, if they're coming after soybean, so 40-pound credits. So they'd use those to kind of get that there. And that's for your nitrogen right off the bat. And then the phosphorus and potassium, we're kind of used to just looking at the table and kind of seeing where we're at. And I had a lot of people ask me, well, what, my yield goal's not on there. My yields are different. So I kind of go through, first of all, explaining, all right, you can, instead of just looking at the table, you can look at the equations and put your yield goal in there, put your soil test phosphorus and soil test potassium in there and see where you are. And then you can look down the table to see kind of if you're in that right range. Because a lot of the purpose of the potassium and soil test phosphorus categories, or we have them divided into categories from very low to very high, and that's more or less to show you that, kind of give you the information of the chance of that you can see a response more so than the rate that you apply.
Sure. Now this is for conventional tillage. I see for no-till or strip till, you got to bump it up about 30 pounds.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they've seen is the reduced tillage, at least in the initial years. And I'm not sure if we have the exact time. I know they've done some research in the last few years where initially they just had that 30-pound credit. But after about 5 to 7 years, and I know North Dakota has recently done this, I can't remember where their number's at, they tend to see that 30-pound additional need go away. And they seem very similar. So that initial transition to no-till and things like that kind of tend to tie up some nitrogen in the system while your microbes and other things are kind of getting going, and it takes a few years. But once they're there, that extra need seems to go away. And we have some people who are doing some current research on that to kind of tell when that goes away better and kind of what you need to measure to figure that out. But that's some ongoing stuff that we're working on right now.
Okay, good. All right, visiting with Jason Clark, who is South Dakota State University soil fertility specialist. And North Dakota have gone away from the yield-based fertilizer recommendations. South Dakota's still there, huh?
Yes, South Dakota, Kansas, Oklahoma, and a few other states are still there. North Dakota went away from it, I guess, just recently. And what we're doing right now, I was in Minnesota recently, and they've moved from yield goal into what they call the MRTN, which is maximum return to nitrogen. And North Dakota has gone to similar approaches that, and it kind of had some economics in it. It's based on a bunch of yield response trials, which we're working on accumulating right now. And as we get those trials done in the next few years, we'll be able to evaluate our yield goal system, see if we need to change it to a different one. But right now, the yield goal system seems to work well. And from what I can tell, I mean, originally from Utah, we use the yield goal system too. The drier you are, it seems to work a little bit better than as you get farther east, you get more rainfall, more precipitation, that tends to decrease the usability of the yield goal-based system. But it's something that we're going to evaluate in the next couple of years and see if we need to change for something better, or if it still works the best.
Sure. Well, it worked just fine for many years in North Dakota until they changed it, and changed it for good reason. Now, so most everybody in South Dakota who's listening right now is east of the Missouri River. Would are there major fertilizer recommendation changes for West River?
West River, we haven't done much. I haven't been able to get as much done with. I know I've been I'm going to start working with Christopher Graham some hopefully in the future and be able to kind of look at some of their stuff. I know he has some things going on with wheat that we've looked at, maybe changing some of the different recommendations. And I know someone, David Karki out of Watertown, is working on oats and those nitrogen recommendations with some of those smaller grains. We'll hopefully have in the near future some more specific updates in those regards.
Yeah, visited with David about that yesterday down at the Beersford farm where he's working on. He already marked off his territory as far as don't fertilize here, so because he's doing that that research this year. So, alrighty. Any other thoughts as far as the updated fertilizer recommendations in South Dakota, Jason?
Those are kind of the main things we did. I mean, the recommendations themselves, we haven't changed anything yet. We just had to change some of the formatting and the wording. So hopefully it's a little bit more user-friendly now and people can understand how to use it. And, of course, if anyone has any questions, feel free to shoot me an email and we can help whoever needs it understand them better.
Yeah, Jim Gerwing and Ron Gelderman wrote this in 2005, so it's 14 years old and you really didn't have to nudge the recommendations too much, huh?
Well, yeah, and that's just for now. We'll see. We have a lot more data that we're coming in that I'm getting through, so we'll potentially make some changes, more so the recommendations in the future.
Again, all righty. Okay, where's the best way to download this, or is there a hard copy available somewhere, or is it only online?
So right now the newest one is only online, and the easiest place to go is you can either go to extension.sdstate.edu, and you can search soil fertility, or else you can go just search my name. And if you go to my web or my account at the university, there's a link on the side that'll take you to the guidelines, or else go to the extension website, type it in, search it, or search my name, and it'll come up under my name.
All right. Very good. Jason Clark, South Dakota State University soil fertility specialist and assistant professor. What classes are you teaching this spring?
Oh, I don't have. I'm extension and research, so I don't have a class specifically.
All right. Okay. Well, I again thank you for the work you do and for the updated fertilizer recommendations. And we'll download, check it out, compare it to North Dakota, and do a little thinking. And hey, we'll check in with you again later in the growing season.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.